anytime you step on the field in the NFL, it's a, you know, it's a must-win situation. You're going out there giving it everything you have to get a W, and obviously there's something to play for. We got a chance to move up in the playoff seating, so that's definitely something that we're looking at.
Man, how do you expect the Packers to play this one in terms of resting guys or not resting guys?
I'm not really too concerned with it. You know, we understand there's, you know, what they're trying to do as far as scheme goes, and that's our biggest thing. And you know, go out there and play the game, full 60 minutes, and whether they rest guys or they don't, it doesn't really matter much to us. We're just trying to go out there and play good football and win.
Disappointed you didn't make the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, you know, obviously I think everybody that doesn't make the Pro Bowl is disappointed, but is it something that's really bothering me? No. You know, we have team goals that we set out at the beginning of the year, and you know, hopefully we can keep accomplishing them.
Matt, what went wrong for you personally in the Thanksgiving game?
You know, I think we started off good. You know, I missed some opportunities, I think, early in the game to really, you know, set ourselves apart and get a big lead. You know, as a team, we didn't execute as well as we needed to once we crossed the 50. And, you know, it's something that we've got to do a better job this week. And then, you know, later in the game, had the tipped interception, and the play that Charles made was a great play, you know, coming over the back of Pettigrew. But, you know, it's the way it goes sometimes. It's the way the Packers' defense is playing. They're getting a lot of the, you know, turnovers, interceptions, fumbles, things of that nature.
By contrast, what's gone right the last few weeks for you?
You know, I think as an offense, we've just been playing better. We've been executing, cutting out some of the stuff that, hasn't treated us well. Penalties and mental mistakes. We're playing a lot more sound football, and when we do that, we're at our best.
If you were to have to play, if the Lions were to have to play here in 3 weeks, twice, in other words, in 3 weeks, would that make this game extra important or less important?
I don't know. You know, I think every game is different. Every situation is different. You know, who knows what we're going to be playing in 2 weeks. We don't even know, you know. So it's something that we're not looking at. We're just looking at this week and trying to focus on it.
Matthew, how's the finger, and after what you've been through the last couple of years, what has it meant to you to be able to stay healthy and show what you're capable of when you're healthy?
The finger feels good. You know, it's pretty much back to normal, and that's nice. And it's been fun. It's been a fun year being able to play in all the games and, you know, be effective for my team. And that's really what you want to do at quarterback, is be available and be effective. And I'm just glad I've been able to be a part of it.
Now, when were you able to take that glove off, and has that helped your accuracy without that on?
Well, yeah, really the only reason I had the glove on is because I had, a finger splint on underneath it. So, you know, I think the splint more than anything was probably the most inhibiting factor. But yeah, it's been, once it's been off, it's felt fine and felt good.
Will you practice in cold weather this week?
I don't know. You know, today we were inside. It's been snowing and raining around here, so you know, I'm not sure if the field will be dry enough. But you know, I'm not sure. I don't really know.
Got a sense of how the town's reacted to the first playoff berth in a while?
Yeah, you know, they're excited. It's a great time to be in Detroit. You know, our fans have been waiting a long time for a trip to the playoffs, and we're happy to give it to them. And you know, hopefully we can play good enough football to keep advancing.
Have you encountered any fans when you were doing your Christmas shopping or whatever about town that have said something to you?
Yeah, it happens all the time. The fans up here are crazy. You know, they know exactly what you look like, and you know, love just supporting you, and that's great. You know, it's something that, you know, we've been probably, you know, haven't given them a whole lot to support in years past. I'm glad that, you know, they're excited about, you know, us, and we're excited about having them along for the ride.
Matt, what were your feelings like when the team was experiencing the discipline penalty issues, and how you guys kind of addressed it amongst yourselves to have that go away?
I think we understood kind of what it was doing to our team. It wasn't you know, so much of an individual thing. It was more of a, you know, we can't win when we do that, and we're all here to win. We're all here to, you know, make the playoffs and do all those things. And so, you know, I think as leaders of the team and as a coaching staff and as players, really, you know, in total, we've done a great job of limiting those the last couple of weeks.
How do you guys manage that fine line between being overly aggressive and, you know, going too far?
You know, I think, you just got to do it between the whistles. You got to play hard and aggressive and physical football between the whistles. And when the whistle blows, just, you know, pick up and get ready for the next one.
given all the injuries in the backfield, are you getting enough from your running game to sustain some success in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think we're doing a good enough job, and you know, teams are taking away certain things, and we're trying to exploit other things. So, you know, it's a cat and mouse game, but I think you know, when we need it, our running game's been definitely you know, something that we can lean on a little bit.